I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just about every time the proposed Google campus comes before the San Jose City Council, there have been protests. So too last night, when six protesters had to be escorted out by police. It didn't stop the search giant from presenting its plan for a new mega campus, and more accurately, a whole new community with 5,000 homes, 6.5 million square feet of offices, a hotel, restaurants, and even a job training center. Mayor Sam Liccardo told KCBS earlier this year the Google project is a historic opportunity for San Jose.
I don't think there are many examples on this planet where we've seen companies step up in this significant a way to the challenges of equity when we see an expansion of tech growth.
But as evidenced by the protests, opponents still fear the project will displace low-income people from the downtown area. Google's formal application process will begin in October, and the City Council is expected to vote on the project by the fall of 2020. Matt Bigler, KCBS.